This is Your Call. I'm Rose Aguilar. We decided to take about 10 minutes today to talk about the Uber strike. Uber is preparing to go public any day now, and drivers in more than 20 cities around the globe are striking today for 2 hours over pay, benefits, and job security. 51-year-old Steve Gregg, an Uber driver in San Francisco, told the Washington Post that his pay has dropped to about $900 a week for 60 hours of work after expenses. Anthony, a driver in Los Angeles, he's a single dad. He's raising a disabled 7-year-old son. He works 45 hours a week for Uber. He's on Medi-Cal, and he's applying for food stamps. Uber gave CEO Dara Khosrowshahi $45 million in total pay last year, according to Business Insider. Uber gave $143 million in total compensation to its top five executives last year, all of which came in the form of stock awards. And even though Uber is losing money, it's aiming for an $84 billion valuation in its IPO. So joining us to talk about all of this is Jason Ben-Levy, author of Too Much Magic, Pulling the Plug on the Cult of Tech. Hi, Jason. Welcome back to the show.
Hi, Rose. Good to be here.
Great to have you. Edward Escobar is a San Francisco Uber and Lyft driver and organizer for drivers and founder of the Alliance for Independent Workers and Drivers Unite movement. Hi, Edward. Welcome to the show.
Great. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you. Edward, drivers are striking around the world. It started last night, our time, in Australia, and they're all sharing very similar stories, that they're driving 60 or more hours a week, and they're barely making ends meet. How common is this at this point?
Very common and getting worse. This is a slippery slope. It's a house of cards, and it's about to tumble.
What do you mean by tumble? What do you think is going to happen?
Well, when you have a business model that's unsustainable, that's built on the exploitation of the workforce via the misclassification of employment, as they have called us erroneously independent contractors but are treating us less than part-time minimum wage employees, that's a problem because that's unfair competition and it's undermining transportation, and it is creating the privatization of public transportation.
Jason, we're going to talk about Uber's IPO in a minute, but sure. Just in terms of the drivers, I mean, this is something that you have been really looking at, talking about for many years, long before these stories became mainstream.
Right.
So talk about how significant it is for drivers to strike for 2 days today, and at noon they're going to be in front of Uber's headquarters in downtown San Francisco.
Well, you know, there are some unfixable problems in the Uber and Lyft business model, which is that it has been predatory, selling rides for less than it costs. And the way they've been able to do this is by raising a lot of capital in the capital markets. So from venture capital firms, through private investment. And so it underwrites the cost. But even underwriting the cost and losing, you know, billions of dollars a year, it still isn't enough to pay a living wage or to wind up, there's a gap between what it costs, what people are willing to pay for a ride that is cheaper than a cab, and what is possible to pay someone. And so there's this squeeze going on. And for years, they've covered that squeeze with all this investment income. So when they were private companies, they could always go out to the capital market and say, we need to raise another $1 billion, and they could cover that. But as soon as they become a public company, and we've seen this with Lyft already, they have to talk about how much money they're making and how much money they're losing. And when they do that, there's no more going out to private investors and raising money on the sly. Everybody knows what the numbers are, and the numbers don't work.
So let's spend a little bit of time, and we only have 5 minutes. What changes would you like to see for drivers, Edward? Just today, Representative Deb Haaland of New Mexico, she wants to tax Uber and Lyft to fund drivers' Social Security. So this is a new bill. Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren have publicly expressed support for the strike, and they're coming out with their plans. What do drivers want to see change?
Well, core problems is really at the heart of everything to find solutions. The misclassification of employment, Assembly Bill here in California, Assembly Bill number 5, that is authored by Lorena Gonzalez. We want to see full support of that. That is codifying the Dynamics unanimous California State Supreme Court ruling. So we'd like to have that set straight immediately. Beyond that, we'd like to have a cap put on the numbers of drivers. If you cap the drivers, you cap the vehicles. Every market is extremely oversaturated. It's causing damage to public safety, the environment, and also there's just not enough work to go around for everyone. So these problems are very core. We'd like to see the safety requirements as well, the vetting requirements of drivers to be on par with the taxi industry. We need to establish a bar of professionalism there for the industry and prevent the privatization of public transportation.
Mm. Way back when, Jason, you were saying the California officials and officials in other states should be regulating this industry. Here in California, it's up to the California Public Utilities Commission.
Right.
And were there any regulations from the beginning at all?
No, it's flown under the radar the entire time. And given San Francisco as its home base, the political forces here really did not want to go and rein it in, just the same as Airbnb, that since these companies are based here, what are normally progressive cities seems to have forgotten its progressive values to help support these companies.
And Jason, your final thoughts on just how rich a small number of people are going to get. I mean, Business Insider is reporting that Uber gave $143 million to its top five executives last year. And a lot of people are going to get rich. Jeff Bezos.
Right.
He invested $3 million in Uber, and it's now worth $400 million. I mean, we talked last time you were on about how that is possible for a company that's losing money.
Right. And here's the perverse incentive. Since when does a company pay huge amounts of money to a company that is failing? By any standard, both Lyft and Uber are failing. No companies have ever lost capital in that amount before. And yet, we're rewarding these executives, and we're rewarding investors, early-stage investors, who put money in this unsustainable model. And so the problem we have in most startup culture and in the tech business particularly, especially when it's venture funded, the idea is to get the money in, to multiply it a lot, dump it onto the public market, and then the people who were the original investors walk away with the cash. As an example, Mark Andreessen didn't even wait for the IPO. He sold off his shares privately before that even occurred.
Wow, and how much did he make, do you know?
Oh, I imagine it's the hundreds of millions.
Wow, I mean, it's hard to even comprehend this as the drivers are struggling $900 a week. On that specific issue, Jason, what changes in law need to happen?
Well,
because we're seeing just inequality widen. I mean, it's...
Well, first they need to be categorized as employees and subject to all those rules, which is also cutting the amount of hours that they can work. That they need to be paid at a level that is pretty much the same as what a cab would be making before cabs had their business eviscerated. Again, no one's ever met it. I've never met a rich cab driver, so obviously they weren't a business that needed to be disrupted in order to bring any kind of economic justice. In order for Uber to be sustainable, it has to pay its drivers a living wage, it has to pay it a normal wage, and it has to make a profit. So the only way to do that is that fares have to be higher than they are. Mm. And when fares basically reach the level that a cab is, that's probably the correct number. That is, enough to pay a driver and enough for a company not to be losing money on every ride.
Well, we wanted to do a short segment on this because of the strike today, but we would love to have both of you back in the coming weeks to have a longer conversation. Jason Ben-Levy is author of Too Much Magic, Pulling the Plug on the Cult of Tech. Edward Escobar is a Uber and Lyft driver in San Francisco and founder of the Alliance for Independent Workers. Edward and Jason, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Rose.
Thank you, Rose.
Thank you. And thank you for joining us. I'm Rose Aguilar. It's your call.